This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We're getting closer to that moment when the country collectively holds its breath, waiting for the election results. Until then, the presidential campaigns continue trading charges and countercharges. One goal is to convince undecided voters, and there are still undecided voters. We've been interviewing some of them. Another goal is to fire up core supporters and make sure they vote. The candidates have spent the last day in an intense debate over national security. So this morning we'll check in with both campaigns, starting with NPR's Scott Horsley, who traveled with the Kerry campaign through Wisconsin.
John Kerry says President Bush is spending too much money on the war in Iraq and not enough money on homeland security. Kerry seized on news reports yesterday saying the administration plans to seek some $70 billion next year for operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. That's far more than lawmakers had expected. While the White House cautions that final spending decisions have not yet been made, Kerry says the U.S. is paying an incredible price for not enlisting more allies in the effort to secure Iraq.
When the president is faced with the consequences of his own wrong decisions, he doesn't confront them. He tries to hide them. The truth is, President Bush has never leveled with the American people about why we went to war, how the war is going, or what he is doing in order to put Iraq on track.
Speaking in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Kerry also accused President Bush of shortchanging homeland security, leaving borders, ports, bridges, and key facilities like chemical and nuclear plants without adequate protection. The Bush campaign responded that homeland security funding has almost tripled since 2001 and noted the president has proposed a sevenfold increase in protection for critical infrastructure next year. Still, Kerry says the U.S. could do more to protect itself were it not for what he calls a misplaced emphasis on tax cuts.
Even as he told us that we can't afford more port security, more baggage security, more border patrol agents, more firefighters, and more cops, George Bush tells America that we can afford every single dime of the $89 billion in tax cuts that he gave to folks making more than $1.2 million each a year last year. That's wrong, and we're going to change it.
Kerry promised to invest at least $60 billion over the next decade in manpower, equipment, and new technology to help keep the homeland safe. Yesterday's speech was one of the last significant policy addresses that candidate Kerry is expected to make in this campaign. In this final whirlwind week, he'll spend much of his time in the air, en route to various battleground states, urging supporters to go to the polls. Yesterday, after leaving Green Bay, Kerry traveled more than 3,000 miles, touching down in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Albuquerque, New Mexico, before finally turning in for the night in Sioux City, Iowa. At Kerry campaign rallies now, sign-waving supporters provide a visual countdown to Tuesday's election. The signs in Las Vegas read, "Seven more days to a fresh start."
I need your help these next 7 days. I need your help. I need you to call your friends, talk to your friends, go talk to anybody. You walk into a store, who are you voting for? Why?
No need to ask who rallygoer Joanne Cipriani's voting for. She's holding a Laborers for Kerry sign. And why?
I don't think the country can go on the way it's been going with the economy, with the war in Iraq, with terrorism or whatever. I don't feel one bit safe. I don't think that President Bush has done a very good job, and I think we need a new direction. If things aren't working the way they're going, change direction. Try something new.
Like nearly every Kerry event, the Las Vegas rally ended with a recording of Bruce Springsteen's No Surrender. Supporters in Wisconsin and Ohio may get to hear the boss in person in the coming week. The Kerry campaign announced that Springsteen will perform at rallies in Madison and Columbus on Thursday and in Cleveland the night before the election. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Albuquerque, New Mexico.